Thank you for calling customer support. My name is T. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I keep receiving bills from you, and we did not charge them. They were denied the last time, and they were credited back. And this month's bill, I have two more charges. And I don't even know what you sell. So the only way that they said I can get rid of you, person, no, nothing personal, is to change my card number and put this in as a fraud. And I don't want to do that. If you could look and please have these bills stopped, or the, you know, can you look at it, please?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
19067.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I had five or six last month, and now you've got two more this month. It's ridiculous. What is the Next Generation Proactive? What even is that?
You said Next Generation Proactive?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just a minute, ma'am.
And I hate to, you know, put a complaint in as a fraud, but they said that's the only way to do it if you don't stop. So I thought I'd give you a call first.
All right. Hear the damn product knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And may I have your name?
Ann Provenzano.
All right. And may I have your address, please?
885 Princess Drive, Yardley, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is T.
What, I'm sorry?
T.
Spell that?
T-E-E.
Oh, T. Okay, sorry. Got it.
And repeat your address one more time.
885 Princess Drive, Yardley.
Okay, so... And you had the keto?
Yes, but that was sent back, and that was, I don't want it anymore. I don't get it anymore. And I keep saying that. I've had it once. I don't want it. I've sent it back, and I sent it back again. And I don't want a monthly billing on this. And you've got to take that off. I've said that before. And I haven't gotten any new ones from you. So I don't even know why I'm being billed. I don't want a monthly thing. I don't want a weekly thing. I don't want anything from you. So you've got to stop. And like I said, I didn't even receive anything. And the last time I sent stuff back. If you didn't receive it, I can't help it. Don't want it. Don't need it. Don't use it. I don't know how much clearer I can be. I don't mean to, I'm not taking that on you, honey, because you're just answering the phone. But you've got to stop this, or I'm going to put it in as a fraud, and then you're going to have more problems.
Okay.
And the bank wants to give me all new cards. I really don't want all new cards. I just got all new cards. I mean, that's the only way to escape you people.
All right, ma'am, can you hold for just a second?
Sure, thank you, T.
All right.
You verify
the shift.
Hello?
Yeah, I
right, ma'am. Where is your mail being delivered to?
885 Princess Drive.
Okay, because you have two different addresses in here. So it's
correct, and I'm not part of it anymore. But I've tried putting a stop to this for 2 months now. I don't know why you keep doing it. Not you personally, but these people that just keep trying to get money out of people. I'm not going to stand for it. First of all, I can't afford this. I don't want it. I don't know how much clearer I can be.
All right, ma'am, I'm going to get that counted for you. Give me just a minute.
Pardon?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Oh, I said I'm going to get that counsel for you. Give me just a minute.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, so your account is already canceled, and we already refunded you the $91.89.
All right, wait, hold on. You did cancel. The $91.81 for what date? The 15th of April that it was billed?
Ma'am.
Well, then you have another one, hon, the 13th for $92.90. That's got to get credited as well.
That was also refunded, ma'am.
When?
On the 13th, April 13th.
So you refunded it the day you charged it? I don't see a refund on here. And I've gotten my bill up until the May 5th.
Yes, ma'am. It said it was refunded on the card 9569.
Well, it's still here because the last credit I've got from you was for $69.87 that the company, that Visa credited. I did not get any credits from you. Now, like I said, the last transaction on my Visa bill, which I'm looking at, is $505. So your credit would have already been on here, and it's not. It's a charge. So somewhere along the line, something's wrong. And like I said, the only way I can correct this is they want me to file a complaint for fraud, and I don't want to do that because I'm sure you do run a legitimate business, except you just keep charging. So you've got to refund that again or do something because there's no refund on my account here. And the girl said, she looked it up, Visa. She says there's absolutely no refund for those two activities. So I don't know what you're looking at.
All right, ma'am. Give me just a minute.
Thank you. I appreciate your helping.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. Give me just a minute. All right, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, well, on the card ended in 9569, it says that you've been refunded, but that's all I can really tell you. If you can have your bank give us a call.
Yeah, maybe I will, because like they're going to be on hold like I was for 20 minutes. But there is no refund on here, and they didn't see it. I already spoke to the bank. They said it was a charge with no refund. So, which is going to annoy me, but now I've got to change my card, and they're going to put a fraud thing against these two charges. So, you said it was credited on the 13th and 15th of April?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that would have shown by now, because I have charges on here, as I said, from the 5th of May. So don't you think that those credits would have appeared here already, and they're not? None at all. The last charge I got from you was on 418 from my last bill. for $69. Nothing to do with these two charges, which are double. Well, not quite double. All right, then I guess I have to put a fraud thing if you're not going to redo it. I don't know what you're showing, but I'm not showing it, neither is the bank. So they'll have to put a fraud against your company, I'm sorry, and get new cards. Actually, I'm going to stop you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
All right, but you weren't much supportive.